Today's shiur is a mesech, the sot, and daf lamed gimel. We will begin on daf lamed beis, amed beis. 13 lines from the bottom of the amed with the words, kriya shma. The Gemara now will continue to explain the cases of the Mishnah which can be said in any Lashon and not only in Lashon HaKodesh. Before we begin the actual Gemara, I would just like to speak out the Tosfos on Amud Aleph, which goes on this part of the Mishnah, Kriya Shema Utfila, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Divri Amaskal, Kriya Shema Utfila, where Tosfos asks the question, why in fact did the Mishnah not list other items which can be said B'chol Lashon, such as Hallel, Kiddush on Shabbos, Birchas HaPeiros, Birchas HaMitzvahs? Why were they not included in the Mishnah? Kriya Shema Tefillah were, why these not? Tosfos answers, Tosfos l'shitasai, that Tosfos said, Eilu ne'morin b'lshonam, that was the gears of Tosfos in the Mishnah, and Tosfos explains that the word l'shonam refers to a person understanding his own language, but he has to be able to understand what he's saying. And therefore, Tosfos says, a Muddai cannot use a Lashon Parsi, which he is not familiar with and he doesn't understand. So Tosfos says that halacha is only by Kriya Shema Tefillah. But by these other things, like Hallel, Kiddush on Shabbos, Birchas HaPeiros, Birchas HaMitzvahs, there, if he uses another language, not only is it acceptable, but he doesn't even have to understand what he is saying. And that's why those items were not listed in the Mishnah. Now let us begin the Gemara. Ask the Gemara Minolon, how do we know that Kriya Shema is said in every Lashon? Because the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, and I learn out, B'chol Lashon Shata Shemeya. Shema does not only mean hear, but it means understand Yisrael. In any language that the person understands, it is acceptable. And now the Gemara tells us that this halach is actually a machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Tana Rabbanan, Kriya Shema Kiksava, Divri Rebbe. Rebbe's of the opinion that Kriya Shema has to be said the way it is written. How is it written, B'Lashon HaKodesh? The same thing, as far as saying Kriya Shema, it has to be said, B'Lashon HaKodesh. The Chachamim are like the Tana of our Mishnah, that says that Kriya Shema can be said, B'Chol Lashon. My time at the Rebbe, what is the reason of Rebbe that says that Kriya Shema is only B'Lashon HaKodesh? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, in Devarim Vav, Pasuk Vav, Vahoyu Hadvormo, Eilah Shernech B'Savcha Yoim Alavavecha. So I learn out, Vahoyu, Bahaviyasin Yehu. As they are, so should they be. As they are written in the Torah, in Lashon HaKodesh, so a person should say them in Kriya Shema. V'Rabbonon, and what do the Rabbonon hold? Omar Kra, Shema, B'chol Lashon Shata Shema. As we said before, in any language that you understand, you're allowed to say Shema. Ask the Gemara of Rabbanan Nami Yaksiv Vahayu. What do the Rabbanan do with the limit of Rebbe of Vahayu? The Gemara answers, Ahusha La Yikaran Lama Freya. That is Vahayu, you have to do it as it appears in order, and you can't read it backwards. V'Rebbe Shalai Yikaran Lama Freya Minole. If Rebbe uses Vahayu for Lashon HaKodesh, how does he know the din that you cannot read it backwards? Nafgale Midvorim Hadvorim. It says Vahayu Hadvorim, and it could have said Vahayu Dvorim Ha'ela. Why is it Hadvorim? So from that extra hey, I learn out that it also cannot be done Lama Freya. V'Rabbonon, the Rabbonon who use Vahayu to teach us Shalai Yikaran Lama Freya, what do they do with Dvorim Hadvorim? The answer is Dvorim Hadvorim Lo Mashmalu. They don't accept that this is a way of learning a drasha, and they do not learn anything out from the extra hey. Ask the Gemara of Rebbe Nami Yaksiv Shema. Rebbe who says that you can only say Kriya Shema B'Lashon HaKodesh, what does he do with the Pasuk Shema, which seems to indicate B'chol Lashon Shata Shemeya? The Gemara answers, Ahu Meboiler, Lashmi Elaz B'chol Mashata Maitze Mipicha, that you should hear with your ears what your mouth says, and you should say it loud enough that you can hear what you're saying. Rabbanan Savri Law, the Rabbanan hold, as Rashi brings down, that this is actually a Machlokes and Brachas on Dav Tezvav, whether you have to hear what you're saying by Kriya Shema. The Rabbanan hold, Kamandi Yom, like the Mandi Yom, Akaris Hashma, Veloy Hishmi Lozna Yotza, that if you read Shema, you did not hear what you were saying, you are still Yotza. Says the Gemara, Lei Mikasavar Rabbi, as we turn to Dav Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, should we say that Rabbi holds? Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon Emra, that the whole Torah was said in any language. And the Gemara is going to prove that. Now, first, let's define what does the Gemara mean, that the whole Torah was said in any language. So Rashi here on the second line says, Likros b'beis ha-kneses, to read Monday and Thursday and Shabbos in the beis ha-kneses, that you could do it b'chol lashon. The Gemara is going to try to prove that Rebbe has to hold this sheet. And then the Gemara will say it is no proof. Tosfos in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph asks a question on Rashi that L'chaira reading the Torah in the Beis HaKnesses is only a din midrabbanan. We are dealing here with Psukim in the Torah. Shema V'hoyu B'Haviyasin Yehu Shema B'chol Hashanah Toshemeya. These are limudim drushes of the Chumash of the Torah. And if the whole takana of reading in the basic nest midrabbanan, that won't affect the drushes that we're dealing with midraisa. So Tosfos learns a different shot than Rashi. Tosfos learns that what the Gemara means to focus on are those sections of the Torah which a person is supposed to say verbally, like we had in the Mishnah, the Mikra Bikurim and the Vidui Meiser and the Egla Rufa, all those places in the Torah, Rebbe L'chor, the Gemara wants to prove, is of the opinion that they could be said B'chol Lashon. Now, to answer Rashi, there are various ways. We'll take one way, which is the Bach. The Bach wants to say that Rashi's moide, that there's an aspect of midrabbanon in the takana of reading Monday and Thursday, but Rashi holds the main takana is really a din d'oraisa. The only aspect of the rabbanon is what to read and when to read, that the rabbanon were misakin. But the actual chiyuv of reading, Rashi holds, is a din d'oraisa. Anyway, whatever pshat you learn here, whether it's Rashi's or Tosfos, the Gemara wants to at this point say, I have a proof that Rebbe must hold that Kol HaTorah could be said B'chol Lashon. Why? The E Salka Data B'Lashon HaKadosh Nemar. If you're going to say that it can only be said in Lashon HaKadosh, V'Hayu D'Kasa Rechman Olam Ali, what do I need a drasha that Kriyishma is V'Hayu B'Ava Yasin Yehu? You must say it in Lashon HaKadosh. The whole Torah is only B'Lashon HaKadosh. Or as Tosfos says, those parshias that have to be read from the Torah are only read in Lashon HaKadosh. Elamai, since I have V'Hayu by Kriyishma, that it's Lashon HaKadosh, must be that elsewhere Rebbe's of the opinion that you could say it, B'chol Lashon. The Gemara says no. It could be that Rebbe holds that Kol HaTorah is said also B'Lashon HaKadosh. Aye, if so, what do you need a special limit from V'Hayu? It's Rech Mishum Dixiv Shema, since it's also says Shema, which the Rabbanan understand to mean B'chol Lashon Shata Shemaya. So to counteract the Shema, the Pasuk says V'Hayu, according to Rebbe, that it's only B'Lashon HaKadosh. Now the Gemara uses the same deduction with the Rabbanan. Lema Kesavi Rabbanan Kol HaTorah Kulo B'Lashon Kodesh Nemra L'Chayri, the Rabbanan hold that the whole Torah is only B'Lashon HaKodesh. The Yisal Kedat B'Chol Lashon, if the Rabbanan hold that it can be B'Chol Lashon, Shema D'Kas Rechman Olam Ali, what do I need a special limit of Shema? We already know that the rest of the Torah is B'Chol Lashon, so why do I need a special limit by Kriyishma of Shema that's B'Chol Lashon? Must be that the rest of the Torah is only Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore I need Shema B'Chol Lashon. The Gemara says no. It could be the rest of the Torah is B'chol Lashon. Why do I need Shema? Mishum Dechsev V'Hayu. Because Rebbe has the limit from V'Hayu, Ba'av Yasin Yehu, that Shema is only B'Lashon HaKadosh. So to counter this drasha of V'Hayu by Kriyishma, that Rebbe says, on that the Rabbanan say, the Torah had to tell me, Shema B'chol Lashon Tashemeya, but it's no raya what the din would be with Kol HaTorah, could be Kol HaTorah, is also B'chol Lashon. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah, Tefillah. Tefillah could be said B'chol Lashon. And the Gemara says, Rachamihi. The Gemara doesn't ask, Minolan, how do you know it? The Gemara takes on as a Dover Pashit. Since Tefillah is Rachmi, it's asking, it's beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy, Kol Hecha Deboi Matzli. Any way, any which way that he is able to have Kavana, he can daven, and therefore if the only way he can have Kavana is by using another Lashon, he's able to daven B'chol Lashon. Ask the Gemara. Utvila b'chol lashon? Are you telling me you could daven b'chol lashon? Va'amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, lo'olam al yishal adam tzrach of b'lashon aramis. A person should not ask his needs from Hashem in Aramaic. Why? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Hashoyl Tzracha B'Lashon Arami, Ein Malachi Hashoyl Neskakolai. Whoever asks his needs in Lashon Arami, the Malachim do not pay attention to him. Why? Lefi She'ein Malachi Hashoyl Makirim B'Lashon Arami. Because the Malachi Hashoyl do not know Aramaic. And the Rush says that Kal V'Chaimer, they don't know other languages. Because Aramaic is a corrupt version of Lashon HaKodesh. And there, if they can't make the jump from Lashon HaKodesh to Aramaic, so certainly other Lashonists they don't know. So you're telling me that Tefillah B'Chol Lashon, and here we see that the Malachi Ashores do not know Aramish, they don't know other languages either. And as we'll soon see in Rashi, it would seem that the Malachim are needed to help the Tefillah go up to Shemayim. The Gemara answers, like Kasha, Habi Yachid Abitzibur. Let's see the Rashi inside. Yachid, Tzorach Sheyisayuhu Malach Hashoris. The Malach Hashoris have to help a person when he's davening by himself, be Yechidus. But Tzibur, like Tzrichelahu. A Tzibur does not need the Malach Hashoris. The Tziv, Hain, Kale, Kabir Loyimas. Hashem will not be disgusted with the Rabbim. Kabir means the Rabbim. Einoi Moyes b'tfilos shel Rabbim. So therefore, the Rabbim doesn't need an intermediary of a Malach. The Yochid does. So it comes out from our Gemara, the Ein Chanami. A Yochid should only daven b'loshen HaKadosh because he has to come on to the Malachim. And the Malachim don't know Aramaic, they don't know other languages. Mashiach and Bitzibur, their Hashem does not look away from the Tefillah of a Tzibur. He doesn't need the intermediary of a Malach. It doesn't matter that the Malachim don't know other languages. Now, from this Gemara, it would be a big kasha on a Rambam and a Ramban. And it's from the Yesoidus Sadas. The Ramban, in his Maimer, Toiris Hashem Tamima, says that a person should not daven to a malach, and if he davens to a malach, even, not that the malach should help him, but that the malach should convey his tfilos to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, says the Ramban, and the Rambam in the Pirusha Mishnayos and Chelek agrees that this is a form of Avodah Zarah. So from this Gemara, it's a pella on the Ramban and the Rambam, because this Gemara is saying that by a yochid, as Rashi says, the malach is necessary to help get that tefillah up to Shemayim. And l'chayra, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, this is a type of avodah zara. So the Sefer HaKosev, which is on the Ein Yaakov, in Masech the Shabbos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, tells us that the malachim are not used, it would seem that this is not like Rashi, because Rashi says that they're Messiah, it would seem. But he learns, at least this is how the Rambam and the Ramban will learn our Gemara, the Malachim here are not needed to transfer the tefillah from the Yochid to Hashem. The person has an open channel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't need a Malach. But rather, once Hashem has received his tefillah, his bakasha, and now Hashem has to respond, so if it's a tzibur, Rashi brings down the pasuk, hein keil kaber lo yimas, ein amoyis b'tfilos shel rabim. But when it's a yochid, and what did the yochid daven in? Aramaic. And Aramaic was their language, so when a person spoke in Aramaic, he didn't do it with kavana. It was like nonchalantly, he used his regular vernacular of Aramaic, and therefore Hashem says, okay, that tefillah is not so important to send a malach to help. So the malach is helping on the receiving end, that the person should get the response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not there to bring the tefillah to Hashem. That's how the Rambam and the Ramban will learn this Gemara. If a person davens b'Lashon HaKodesh, then Lashon HaKodesh has the power to lift up his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the kedusha of the language, even if the person doesn't understand what he's saying. But Aramaic, there Hashem won't, or other languages, Hashem won't pay attention. So this L'chayra is the way the Sefer HaKosev answers this difficult question on the Rambam and the Ramban. Continues the Gemara, Ve'ein Malach Hashoris, Makirim B'Lashon Arami. Are you telling me that the Malach Hashoris do not know Aramaic? I have two stories that go against that. Vatani, we learned in our Braisa. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, who lived at the time, in the time of the Chashmonaim. Shama Baskol mi beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He heard a Baskol, which is a descendant of a Nevuah, coming out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He was doing the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. And he heard a Baskol coming out, as the Marsha explains. This could not be a Nevuah from Hashem, because this was speaking at the time of the Bayis Sheni, and at the time of Bayis Sheni, there was no longer direct Nevuah from Hashem to any Navi, to Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. So it was a Baskol that was transferred from a Malach. And what did the Baskol say? Shehu Oimer, Nitzchu Talia, Da'azlu La'agocha Kirva Lantuchia. So it's not only the Malachim who don't know Aramaic, but I'm sure we don't know what these words in Aramaic mean either. What they mean is that the young men, there were the Pirchei Kohuna, the young Kohanim had gone to fight the Greeks before Yom Kippur, and they actually had a battle on Yom Kippur, and a Baskol came out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which Yoichanan Kohen Gadol heard, and it said that Nitzchu Talya, the young men who went into battle, the Ozul Agocha, Kirva Lantuchia, they went to Antioch, which is north, it's in present-day Turkey, they went to wage this war against the Greeks. And the war fell out on Yom Kippur, the Pirchei Kohuna won. Who was saying this? This was a Baskol, not coming directly from Hashem, it was coming from a Malach. And you see, the Malach knew how to speak Aramaic. So you see, a Malach does know Aramaic. Vishuv, Maisa Vishimon HaTzadik. There was a story with Shimon HaTzadik, Sheshama Baskol Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim. He too heard a Baskol coming out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shehu Oimer, Betelus Avidita, the Omar Sano Laiso Al Hechola. That the army, that the enemy said to go against the Hechol, against the Hechol has become bottle. Venerag, Gaskalgos, and this king, Rashi says he was one of the Greek kings, and he had made a gzeira that at Selim, an idol should be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. He has died. Ubotlu gzeiraisav, the gzeira that he made is botl. Vikosru oisashah. So in both of these cases, the Megillas Tainus tells us that when Yoichanan heard the Baskol, they wrote down exactly when that Baskol took place. And later, when they found out that Gaskalgos, in the case first of Shimon HaTzadik, that Gaskalgos got killed, it was the exact moment that Shimon HaTzadik had heard it coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Tosefta says the same thing was with Yoichanan. When Yoichanan heard the Baskol, that was the exact moment that the Pirchei Kohuna defeated the Greeks in battle. The Kosru Oishashah, the Kivnu, and it was mamish that second when these things happened. Ubaloshna Rami Yoyo Oimer, and the Baskol was a Loshna Rami, so you see, a Malach does know a Ramish. Gemara gives two terutzim. Eboy is saying a Baskol shiny. One teretz is that a Baskol is different, that a Malach who is bringing a Baskol, he takin knows all 70 languages. Why? De Lashmuye Avida. As Rashi explains, he is going to give this over to various people in various countries. He could give a Baskol once to one place and once to another. So he has to speak Mamaloshin. He has to speak in their language. And therefore, Hitak has to know all 70 languages. But the Malach, who's going to work with your tefillah to get it from Hashem a response, he doesn't know the Shivim Lashon. He doesn't know Aramic. It's only this Malach who's in charge of the Baskol. V'ibay same a second teretz. V'ibay same a Gavriel Ave. You know who knew this Shivim Lashon? That was Gavriel. The Amar Mar, we're going to learn further in the Masechta, Bo Gavriel V'limdoi Shivim Lashon. Yosef, when he he got a job in Mitzrayim as the second in command, he had to know, in order to run the country, the 70 languages, which he did not know. Who taught it to him? Gavriel. So Gavriel taka knows the 70 languages. And it's possible, says the Marshal, that Gavriel was the one who gave the bas kol to Yoichlin Kohen Gadol and to Shimon HaTzadik. But when you daven, you're going to be hopeful that Gavriel will pick up your tefillin. Not necessarily. It might be some other malach, and that malach does not know. So it's either only an exception to the rule is the malach of bas kol, or an exception to the rule is Gavriel. But that's why a yochid should not depend that he's going to get those malachim who know the 70 languages, and he should assume he won't get a malach that knows 70 languages, and therefore he has to daven b'yechidus b'loshen hakodesh. At tzibur, that Hashem is kael kabir lo yimas, they are able to daven in a different language. Continues the Gemara, birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon is another thing that a person could say in any language. Dichsiv, v'achalto, v'sovato, v'rachto. You will eat, you'll be satisfied, you'll bless es Hashem alekecho. B'chol loshen shatam avarch. You'll bless in any language. Now Rashi points out that here it does not say in the Gemara, minolon. Ketzad. How do you know that you could say it? Rashi says that there's no reason to think that Birchas Hamazon should require Dafke Lashon HaKodesh. There's no written nusach that you have to Dafke say Birchas Hamazon. And therefore, the Gemara is just saying that since it's Verachta, you could say it B'chol Lashon. However, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says that we are garis menolon, even by Birchas Hamazon, because I would have had a hava minute that we should learn out the brachas from Har Grizim and Har Evil, as we learned in the Mishnah, Lamed Bezim and Aleph, that the brachas that were said by Levim and Har Grizim and Har Evil, as we're going to learn in our Gemara shortly from where we know it, but the fact is that they had to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. And over there it says that the Levim were commanded Levorech, to bless the people. So I would have thought I made a Gzeir Shavar from Vachalto, Vesavato, Verachto, from the Levim who blessed Klal Yisrael by Har Grizim and Har Eval. And therefore, just like the Levim was B'Lashon HaKodesh, Birchas Hamazon should B'Dafka be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, the Gemara says, we learn it out from Vachalto, Vesavato, Verachto, B'Chol Lashon. But Tosfos holds, the Gemara talk out of Shiloh, that maybe you should learn it out from the Levim, that it's only B'Lashon HaKodesh. K'mash Shmuel, it's B'Chol Lashon. Continues the Gemara Shvua say this, the Mishnah had said that if you made a Shvua, that you did not know testimony on a certain case, and you lied, you really knew the testimony, and then you admitted, and you're going to have to bring a Korban oil of the Yairid on this, you could make the Shvua in any Lashon to be Mechayiv that Korban. How do I know that? Now here, it's the opposite. Our Gemara does not have Minolon, and Rashi says, look in the gears of Rashi, Shvua Sa'edus, Minolon. Rashi has the gears to Minolon. And Rashi says, why do I put in the word here Minolon? Because I would have had a hava minute to learn out the Shvua from Har Grizim and Har Evel. When Klal Yisrael said by Boruch and Orer, they said Amen, what were they actually doing? The Levim were giving them a Shvua. You'll be blessed if you keep the Torah. You'll be cursed if you don't keep the Torah. They answered Amen. They were makabel this shvua upon themselves. And over there, it's only B'Lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara is asking, Shvua say this according to the gears of Rashi, Minolon. How do you know it's B'chol Lashon? Maybe we should learn out Shvua, Shvua, that just like by the Levium, it's B'Lashon HaKodesh, so too Shvua say this should B'Dafka be B'Lashon HaKodesh. The answer is no. Dechsev, Nefesh, Kisechta, V'Shama, Kol, Allah. That if a person makes a sin and he swore falsely, as Rashi points out, it doesn't say that he should swear with an Allah, but rather it says, so from that change of wording, I learn out, any way that the witness understands what he is saying. If he said it in a different language, he swore false, he's also chayiv that korbin. And then the Mishnah said another case, shvuas apikadon. that Shavuos HaPikudon is also b'chol lashon. And again, the chayre the gears of Rashi would be minolon. Maybe we should learn out this shvua from the Levium, that the shvua by the Levium was by Hargis Mareva b'lashon HaKadosh. Maybe Shavuos HaPikudon not so. What Shavuos HaPikudon? He swears that he didn't get a article for safekeeping to be a shomer on, and he lied. So he gets an einish when he admits the truth. That lie, that shvua, was in any language. How do I know it, that it's in any language? Because I have a gzeir shava. Aisya sechta sechta. It says first, v'nefesh ki sechta v'shama kalala. And then the other pasuk says, nefesh ki sechta u'mola mal b'ashem v'kichesh b'amisa b'pikodin. So just like by Shavuos HaEdus we said it's b'chol lashon, so too by Shavuos HaPikodin, through the gzeir shava, we learn out from Shavuos HaEdus that's b'chol lashon. And then the Mishnah said, ve'el nemor b'lashon hakodesh, and the following list is said only b'lashon hakodesh, mikra, bikurim, and chalitza. And the Gemara listed a number of other mitzvahs that are only b'lashon hakodesh, ad mikra bikurim ketzad, and we continue the Mishnah until it says, how was the that minolon, how do we know? The word ketzad means minolon, how do we know in fact that mikra bikurim is only b'lashon hakodesh? And we have gzeir shava, because the Torah says, by mikra bikurim, ve'anisa v'amartol lifnei Hashem lekecha, and you will answer up and you will say, in front of Hashem, and you'll say the mikra bikurim ulahalonu aimer, and further by Har Grizim and Har Evil it says va'anu alavim va'amru. So we again have the anisa v'amarta va'anu va'amru. So we have gzeir shava. You should say al kol ish yisrael ma aniyam ulaham blashna kodesh avkam blashna kodesh, just like the aniya, which is said by the Har Grizim and Har Evil was only b'lashon hakodesh, as we will soon learn. Afkan by bikurim, it's b'lashon hakodesh. Frag the Gemara, Levim gufayu, the Levim themselves minolan. How do you know by Har Grizim and Har Evil it was only b'lashon hakodesh? Asya kol kol mi Moshe. We learn out gzeir shava kol kol from Moshe. Ksiv hacha. It says over here by Har Grizim. The whole pasuk says, "Va'anu alavim va'amru el kol ish yisrael koil ram." They should say it in a loud voice. So it uses the word koil. Uksiv hasman. It says over there by Matan Torah. Moshe yedaber. Moshe would speak. Vela kimyan nana b'koil. Ma lahalam b'lashon hakodesh. Just like the Torah was given at Har Sinai b'lashon hakodesh. Afkan over here by the Levim b'koil ram is b'lashon hakodesh. So according to the Chachamim, we have gzeir shava of koil koil from Har Sinai to the Levium. And then if you remember the Mishnah, how did the Chachamim learn that Chalitza is said only B'lashon HaKadosh? Because we had a further gzeir shava of Vanisa, Va'ansa Va'amra. It says Va'ansa, so we have also Va'ansa by Levium, and we have the Ansa by the Yavama. So just like the Levium is b'lashon hakodesh, so to the chalitza, what you said in the chalitza ceremony has to be b'lashon hakodesh. So it comes out, we have like a double header of gzeir shava. First we have gzeir shava from Har Sinai to Levium, and then we have gzeir shava from the Levium to Yavama. That's how the Rabbanan learned it. However, Rabbi Yehuda learns differently. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah learned it from Kacha. Kacha, it has to be like this. The way the words are said, like the Yavama says, Mayein Yavami, my Yavama refuses to make Yibam with me. Anything, he answers back, Loi Chafatzti, I don't want to marry her. Whatever the dialogue between the Yavam and the Yavama are, has to be Kacha. It has to be B'lashon HaKadosh. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learned it. Afraid the Gemara, Rabban and I, Kacha, my Avdilai, what do they use Kacha for? Answers the Gemara, Mi Boilu, Ledover Shehu Maisa Ma'akev, as Rashi explains. Anything that has to do with an action in the parsha of Yibam, that's kocha, that's ma'akev. For example, taking off the shoe, spitting in front of him, the rekika, the chalitza, that is kocha. It has to be done like this. But the dibur, how do you say it in what language? So that the chachamim don't learn it from kocha. Rabbi Yehuda learns two things. As the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda mikoi kacha. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that the actions are ma'akev, but he holds that from kacha. We're learning out also that it could only be b'lashon hakodesh. How does he learn it out? Because he learns out two limudim. It could have said koi, do it koi, and it said with an extra chaf kacha. So we learn out number one, the ma'isim are ma'akev, and number two, that has to be b'lashon hakodesh. V'rabbanan koi kacha loy mashmalu. They don't have this, just like we had before, they don't hold a hey hadvarim, so this type of limud they don't hold of, and therefore they don't make two limudim, they only have one limud that the ma'isa is ma'akev. How do I know that the lashon hakodesh has to be said? Only in lashon hakodesh, that they know from Gzeirah Shavah, from Va'onsa to the Leviim, and the Leviim I know from Koko, from Har Sinai. As we now go to Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Rabbi Yehuda, Freit the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hi V'onsa V'yomra Mayavid Lei. What does Rabbi Yehuda use the Gzeirah Shavah of V'onsa V'yomra? Because the Rabbanan used it to learn chalitza from the Har Grizim and Har Evel. But Rabbi Yehuda learned chalitza from kacha. So what does he use the Gzeirah Shavah for? And for the Gemara, meboyalei he needs it, like merure l'levim d'lashon hakodesh. We learned before a double Gzeirah Shavah of the Chachamim. The Chachamim went from Kol, from Har Sinai to Leviim. Then they went from the Leviim, from Va'onsa to chalitza, through a double Gzeirah Shavah. But Rabbi Yehuda learned chalitza from kacha. What does he use v'onsa v'yomra? That he uses backwards to learn from chalitza to what? To the Leviim, that the Leviim were b'lashon hakodesh. He does not learn kol Leviim from Har Sinai. He learns v'onsa, which it says by both Leviim and by chalitza, that just like chalitza is kacha b'lashon hakodesh, so to the Leviim are b'lashon hakodesh. So, Frey the Gemara, V'leil of Kol Mimoshe, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn the same Gzeirah Shavah as the Rabbanan do, Kol from Har Sinai, that the Leviim are b'lashon hakodesh? Answers the Gemara, Ani Agomer, Kol like Gomer, as Rashi says on the third line, V'ein Adam Dan, Gzeirah Shavah, and Ken Kibla. We have a klal that Gzeirah Shavah you can only say if you were Mekabel from his Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda was Mekabel from his Rebbe, the Gzeirah Shavah, V'onsa. He was not Mekabel from his Rebbe Kol, so he couldn't make it up by himself. He only had Onsa, so therefore he had to do it in the reverse. I know chalitza from kacha. I know va'ansa, that I know for Gzeirah Shavah, to the Leviim, that it's b'lashon ha-kodesh. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Namiyachi. We learned like this in a brisa also, that Rabbi Yehuda uses the aniyah to teach us that the Leviim were b'lashon ha-kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm here. Kol makom, wherever you're speaking about something bedibber that you have to say, shenem, or wherever it says, koi, kacha, and the Avamira, which we're using for Gzeirah Shavah, and the Avamira, ain't a Lashon HaKodesh. It refers only to Lashon HaKodesh. Koi, where is that? Koi Sevachu, as Rashi brings down, that's by Birchas Kahanim, Nesias Kapayim, which the Rabbanan further on Daf Lamed Ches learn out from Gzeirah Shavah that it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need a Gzeirah Shavah. Koi, the word koi itself means like this, you have to say Lashon HaKodesh. Kacha is the chalitza. That's where we use the word kacha by chalitza, that it's like this, you have to say b'lashon hakodesh. Aniyav amira de Leviim. Aniyav amira is already not learned from the word itself, like koi kacha, but rather the gzeirah shavah of aniyav amira, Leviim, from chalitza, just like chalitza is b'lashon hakodesh, so to the Leviim were b'lashon hakodesh. And now the Gemara is going to get into the union of a Har Grizim and Har Evel. Brachas who klaus kate said, it said in the Mishnah. How exactly did the brachas and klaus at Har Grizim take place? Kiv and Shav Yisrael say Yardin, when Klaus Yisrael went over to Yardin. Tana Rabbanan, we have learned. The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk now. And on this pasuk, there is going to be two opinions. And actually, our Gemara is telling us that it's not so clear where Har Grizim and Har Evel are. The Pasuk is in Dvorim, Perik, Yud Aleph, Pasuk, Lamed. And everyone agrees that this Pasuk was told to Klal Yisrael when they were on the eastern side of the Yarden. They were about to go over the Yarden to the western side of the Yarden. And what basically the machlokus in our sugya is, where is Har Grizim and Har Eivol? Now, it's no question that Har Grizim and Har Eivol are next to Shechem, which is far away west from the Yarden. But it's possible, according to one man, the Omer and the Gemara, as the Rishalmi tells us, that they built two mounds, and they called one Har Grizim and one Har Eivol. And that those mounds were next to Gilgal. And Gilgal is right next to the Yarden. In other words, it's on the western side of the Yarden, right when you cross over. If you have to go to Shechem, it takes a while, a couple of days to get to Shechem. If you have to get to Gilgal, it's right over the Yarden on the other side. The question is, are we referring to those famous mountains, Har Grizim and Har Eivol, which we know till today, one has a vegetation on it, one has no vegetation, they're right by Nablus, present-day Nablus, or we call it Shechem, Shechem, that's where it is, or is it those mounds or some other hills or mountains that were right next to the western side of the Yarden? Now, what is the pasuk that we're going to darshan? We're going to take the same pasuk, and one is going to darshan it for Shechem, and one is going to darshan it for Gilgal, right on the, as you cross over the Yarden, on the western side. The pasuk says in Dvorim Perikid Aleph, pasuk lamed, Haloihema be'ever Yarden, Har Grizim and Har Eivol are in Eivor Yarden. I'm reading the whole pasuk. Achrei derech mevoya shemesh, be'eret saknani, hayoshev barova, mul ha-Gilgal. So there's a lot of different simonim here, what we're talking about. And yet, all these simonim do not clarify exactly where our Grizim and our Eivol are, and that's why we're going to have a machlokas here in the Gemara. Let us see how Rav Yehuda darshans it, and then we're going to see how Rav Eliezer darshans it. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Haloi Hema Be'er Yarden, Me'ever La Yarden Ve'elach. Think of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's opinion is that it was far over the Yarden, traveling west. And you know where he learns it from, as Rashi explains. Achrei derech mevoy ha-shemesh. And Rashi brings down, the Bereishis Rabbah tells us, wherever it says achrei, not acher. Acher means it's close by, but achrei means muflag. It's far away. And what does it mean, achrei derech mevoy ha-shemesh? Mokoim shachama zoirachas, where the sun shines. In other words, where does the sun come up in the morning? On the eastern side. Where does it set? On the western side. So the pasuk is telling us that I'm telling you, you know where Har Grizim and Har Eivol are? They are far, achrei, far away from the Yarden, far away from where the sun rises. In the east, this is far away in a westerly direction. Now, Rashi says that, as we spoke out before, this was all set to them on the eastern side of the Yarden before they went over. As the pasuk tells us that B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain took their Nachla on the eastern side of the Yarden, east of Yericho. Yericho is on the western side of the Yarden. And they took their chelik on the eastern side. And at that point, all these simonim of where Har Grizim and Har Eivol are going to be when they cross over are listed. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Har Grizim and Har Eivol are far away on the west, continues the pasuk, Be'eretz HaKnani, the land of the Knani, Hayoyishev Barava, that's in the plain, they dwell in the plain, Elu Har Grizim and Har Eivol, Sheyoshvin Bam Kusiyim. This is Har Grizim and Har Eivol, as Rashi explains, where today, present day, the Kusiyim live, and we could say, Rashi is speaking about at the time of the Gemara, and we could say even Bizman Azeh, the Shamronim, this, as we learned in our Mishnah, on Lamed Beis Amin Alf, the Mishnah adds that this was in Shomron. The Kisiyim are also called the Shomronim. And Rashi tells us the history that when the Asaras HaShvatim were sent away into Golis, on the other side of the Sambatyan, so in place, Sancheriv came and he was mevalbal the whole world. He moved peoples around from one end of the world to the other. Who did he populate in and Shomron, he populated the Kusim, the Kesiyim. And they believe in Torah Shebiksav, and they don't believe in Torah Shebapeh. So that is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shechem, which is near Har Gerizim and Har Eifel, west, far west from the Yarden, that is where Har Gerizim and Har Eifel are. Mul HaGilgal, Samach LaGilgal. Now the Rishash tells us from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi is not Gairus this. Because Mul HaGilgal means opposite the Gilgal, which the Gemara is explaining to mean near the Gilgal. And as we explained, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that the Har Gerizim and Har Eifel are next to Shechem. Shechem is far west from the Yarden. Gilgal is right next to the Yarden. When you cross over from the east to the west, it's right there on the western side of the Yarden. So how could you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that Har Gerizim and Har Eifel are Samach LeGilgal? So in fact, the Rishash points out that the Yerushalmi in Saita takes out these four words in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara explaining the Pasuk in Dvarim. Eitzel Alone Moreh, near Alone Moreh. Now apparently there was more than one Alone Moreh, and the Gemara is saying, you know which Alone Moreh? Shechem. How do I know it's Shechem? Because Ulahalon Uoimer, because it says by Avram. Vayavar Avram Boat Amakim Shechem. Avram passed over in Eretz Yisrael until Shechem. Ad Elon Moreh to Elon Moreh. So I make Xer Shava. Ma Elon Moreh Amur Lahalon Shechem. Just like the Elon Moreh by Avram was by Shechem, as the Pasuk says, Avkan Shechem, the Elon Moreh, which is said in connection with our Gerizim and our Eivel, is also referring to Shechem. And Rashi says you take out the next word, Tanya, because this is all part of one Brisa. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi. Said Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, "Bedover zezi afti sifrei kusiyim." With this idea, I falsified the Sefer Torah of the kusiyim. Amarti lahem, I told them, "Ziyaftem taraschem." You falsified your Torah. V'loyalisim miyetchem klum. You didn't accomplish anything. You didn't pick up with your hands anything. Why? Sha'atem oimrim alone amar shchem. You also hold that alone amar shchem. The Kusim, the Shamronim, they hold that what part, which Alon Amor is the Pasuk referring to? Shechem. Afanim Raidim Shalon Amor Shechem. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, and that's how Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi is going the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Alon Amor mentioned here is Shechem. But how do we know it? Lamadnuha, we learned it Gzeir Shava. We learned it Gzeir Shava from Avram. What did you learn it from? As the Yerushalmi tells us in Sota, that the Kusiyim added a word. As we're going to soon see, the Kusiyim have a mission in this. Their agenda is that Har Gerizim is the capital of the holiest place in the world. So they want to make sure that Har Gerizim is connected to Shechem. Because Har Gerizim, their holy site, where they sacrifice Korbanos, Ada Yom Hazeh, is next to Shechem. So where do they learn it from? You know what they did? They added a word in the Torah. If you compare their Bible, their script, which I when I was there, they showed me their manuscript of their Lahavdil Torah, and in their Torah they were mezayifit and they stuck in the word Shechem, which is not mentioned in the Chumash. In the Chumash, it just says Eitz Lalone Moreh. But to give themselves validity, they stuck in the word Shechem. So, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi says, we were able to learn it by Gzeir Shava from Torah Shebapeh, that we understood, we darshan, that Alone Amora we see from Avram is Shechem, so too here it's Shechem. But you don't believe in Torah Shebapeh. So, the only way that you were able to make it valid is by corrupting your Torah and sticking in a false word, which is Shechem. So, by Rabbi Yehuda telling us that Har Gerizim and Har Eifel are the ones that we find Ad HaYom next to Shechem, I was able to disprove them and show that since you don't believe in Torah Shebapeh, the only way you were able to show that Har Gerizim is next to Shechem is by falsifying it and by putting in a word. Now, the Meroime Sada de Netziv has a beautiful pshat here. And he says, as we're going to see in our Gemara, that Rav Elazar argues on Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that Hargriz and Har Eivol are two mountains or two mounds. As we said from the Yerushalmi, they built mounds and they called them Hargriz and Har Eivol, which is next to Gilgal. And Gilgal is right on the western side of the Jordan River, not in Shechem. So there's a big shiloh, a big machloikis here in the Gemara, exactly which Hargriz and Har Eivol we're talking about. How did Rabbi Yehuda prove it was Shechem? The only way he was able to prove it was with a gzeirah shavah that he had learned from his rabbi. He learned Torah Shabbat Peh, gzeirah shavah of Alon and Morah from Avram. So he says, as we said before, the mission of the Shomronim, of the Kesiyim, was to say that which it says in Dvorim, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Hein Vav, it says, Ki im el amokim asher yivchar Hashem, vaveisim shomar l'seichem v'zivcheichem, that Hashem says you should bring your karbonis to the place that I choose. It doesn't say in the Chumash where that place is. And you know what the Shomronim said? The Shomronim said, we know where that place is, because in Dvorim, Perek of Zion, in Psukim, Dalet Hei Vav Zion, it says that you should take the stones that you're going to take from the Yarden. We're soon going to learn they took big stones, which we had learned in the Mishnah yesterday that they wrote the whole Torah on. And where should you put those stones by Har Eivol? It says, Takimu Es Avonim Bahar Eivol, in Pasuk Dalet. And then it says, Ubanisa Sham Mizbeach LaShem LeKecho. Build a Mizbeach there. Valisa all of Oilois, Vizavachta Shlamim. All your Kurbanah should be brought there, where you put the stones, by Hargrizim and Arevel. And that's what they said, the Shamrainim, the Kusim said, that's the Mokom Asher Yifchar Hashem. The place that Hashem chose, the holiest spot on earth, in their mistaken belief, is Har Grizim, because we find the precedent that there were Kurbanis brought on Har Grizim. Oh, that must be the Makom Asher Yifchar Hashem. Now, how did you prove that Har Grizim is... how do you prove that it says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi? B'dover zezi yafti sifrei kusiyim. Because how did you prove that Har Grizim Arevo is next to Shechem? And that makes it the Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem. It doesn't say it in the Torah anywhere. The answer is, you have Gzeirah Shavah from Avram of Aloni Moreh. Oh, you're coming on to Torah Shabbat Peh. If you're coming on to Torah Shabbat Peh, the same Torah Shabbat Peh tells us that the Nevi'im revealed to us that Yerushalayim is the place Asher Yivchar Hashem, and not Har Grizim, not Shechem. So that's what the Netziv says, that here was a fundamental attack on the religious beliefs of the Shamrainim. That the only way to prove that Hargriz Mishchem is either you're going to put in an extra word, which isn't there, or you're going to have the Torah Shabbat Peh of the Gzeirah Shavah of Alon HaMoreh. If you're coming on to Torah Shabbat Peh, then come on to Torah Shabbat Peh all the way, that the Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem is Yerushalayim. And now let us see how Rabbi Elazar learns the pasuk different than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Amar Haloi Heimo Be'Evor HaYarden. You know what Evor HaYarden means? Not like Rabbi Yehuda learned Achre, meaning far away. No. Samach LeYarden. It's right when you cross over the Yarden. Why do I say Samach LeYarden? The Bach takes out the next words and he says, Dichsiv, we go to the next line, V'hoya B'Avrakam Es HaYarden. The Pasuk says, in Dvorim Chavzayin Pasuk Dalet, when Hashem commands them to take the big stones that they found in the Yarden, when the Yarden split, and those stones they had written the whole Torah, as we learned in yesterday's shir, in 70 languages, they wrote either the Taryag Mitzvahs according to Rabbi Sadya Goin, or according to the other Rishonim, they wrote the whole Torah in 70 languages. Hashem commanded them, when you are Avrechem Es HaYarden, as Rashi explains, the same day that you go over the Yarden, you have to put these stones by Har Eivol. And that's where you have to make the Mizbeach, and that's where you have to bring the Karbanos. Ah, so if it's the same stone, if it's right over the Yarden, the same day, says Rabbi Elazar, it must be on the west side of the Yarden. It must be by those two mountains that we call Har Gerizim Har Eivel, or the two mounds according to the Rishalmi, that they called Har Gerizim Har Eivel, which are not by Shechem, but which are right on the west side by the Gilgal. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? Good question. Vayu Ba'avrachim, the same day. So you'll have, Rabbi Yehuda will have to say, it was Alpines. They got to Shechem, which is regularly a few day trip, and they're carrying these heavy, big boulder, these stones. They got their pines. Rav Elazar holds, ain't Saim Chanal Anes. Hashem wouldn't give them a command. Go over to Yarden, and in one day, Alpines, put up the stones in Shechem. That's why he says it's Mestavra, that it was right across when they got across to the western bank of the Jordan River. Right away, they put it up by not what we know as Har Gerizim Har Eivel, but two other mountains which were called Har Gerizim Har Eivel. Now, you know what Mavoi means? According to Rav Yehuda, what did Mavoi mean? Far away from where the sun rises in the east. This is far away in the west by Shechem. Makom Shachama Shekas. According to Rabbi Elazar, Mavoi, as Rashi brings down the pasuk, Ki Bo HaShemesh. Bo means where the sun sets. Where does the sun set? In the west. So according to Rabbi Elazar, it's just the opposite. It's far away from the western setting of the sun. It's far away to the east. What does it mean it's far away to the east? The moment you go over the Yarden, to the western side of the Yarden, which is far away from the western place where the sun sets, in that respect, it's way east. So right there, that's where our Griezmann, our Eivol, are. Okay. Now, how does Rav Yehuda and Rav Elazar, how do they learn the next two words of the pasuk? Be'eretz HaKanani. Now, the way many Mefarshim learn, Rav Yehuda is going to try to attack Rav Elazar here. Excuse me, the opposite. Rav Elazar is going to try to ask a question against Rav Yehuda from these next few words. Let's start with Eretz HaKanani. So according to Rav Elazar, Eretz HaKanani, that's where they live. The Kanani, it says, there's a pasuk in Chumash, in Bamidbor, Perek Yud Gimel pasuk Chavtes, which says, HaKanani was next to the Yarden. So according to Rav Elazar, it works beautiful. Eretz HaKanani, right next to the Yarden. But according to Rav Yehuda, that it means by Shechem, the Kanani weren't by Shechem, the Chivi were. So Rav Elazar says, okay, Rashi tells the Benechus, I'm not asking my questions yet. Because Rabbi Yehuda has a way to answer Eretz Kanani. You know what it means? Eretz Chivihi. We find that Canaan was one of the seven nations in Eretz Canaan, but we also find that Canaan is a general terminology when you're speaking about Eretz Yisrael. So I can say that Eretz Kanani means Eretz Chivihi, and yet you're calling it Canaan. No question yet on Rav Yehuda. But I got problems, says Rav Elazar, with the next two phrases. It says, Hayoshiv Barava. That's good according to my pshat, because if you go right over the yard into Gilgal, that's an arava. But according to your pshat, that it's by Shechem, v'aloi ben har mugvoi sen yoshvet. That's by the mountains and the hills, Shechem. So how could you tell me arava? I got another question. Mo ha Gilgal, opposite the Gilgal. And as you could see, you look out, you'll see the Gilgal. That's good according to me, because Gilgal is right there when you go to the western bank of the Jordan. But according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, v'aloi loy ra'as ha-Gilgal. You could not see the Gilgal from Shechem. So what are you giving me a landmark of Gilgal? Shechem is not near Gilgal. L'chayra, that would be like me. Now, from Rashi, it would seem that Rashi learns that Rabbi Elazar was asking these questions on himself. What was his questions on himself? Even though the location works out, it's a plain, and it's by Gilgal, but he said, wait a second, where was all this told to Klal Yisrael? On the eastern side of the Jordan, before they had crossed over to the western side. So Rabbi Elazar, the way Rashi learns it, is saying, I have a problem even with my own pshat, even by me. Why? Because they didn't see the Gilgal yet. They didn't see the Arava yet. So what's Hashem telling them the Gilgal and the Arava if they couldn't even see it? On that, the Gemara answers, whether you say it's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, or whether you say Rabbi Elazar is even asking on himself, the answer is, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, everything makes sense. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Oimer, Loiba, Kosov, the Torah is not telling you that's where the Har Gerizim Har Eivel were. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they were in Shechem. It's not telling you, look, and you could see the Gilgal, look, and you could see the Arava. You're not going to be able to see it. But the Torah just wants, as Rashi explains, that when Klal Yisrael was led by Moshe, they had the Anana Kovet. The Anana Kovet led them through the Midbar. But now that Moshe is dying as they enter into Eretz Yisrael, who's going to lead them? Yeshua. By Yeshua, there is no more Anana Kovet. So Hashem said, I'm not going to give you Anana Kovet, but I'm going to give you land markings. You'll be able to find the direct route if you follow these next instructions. The second voyage into Eretz Yisrael, just like he had used the Anana Kovet Berishayna, that's how he's going to teach them now by the Shnia. He's going to lead them. And what did he mean to say? Derech means b'derech l'chu, v'loy b'sara skrum. Not derech, direction, in the direction of the Gilgal, the Arava, that. It means go on a road. Don't go through the fields and vineyards. Hayoshev, you know what that means? B'yishev l'chu, v'loy b'midbar. Go into a city. Don't go into a midbar. B'arava, you know what that means? When you get over, you can't see it yet. I'm not telling you you could see it. But when you get over, stick to the plains. As Rashi explains, don't go north into the mountainous areas of the Gvois and Harim, but rather go in a westerly direction, Barava Lechu, in the plains, the Loi Baharim Gvois. Don't go to the hills and to the mountains. So this answers all the questions that we're not trying to say where Hargrizmar Evil are. We're not coming to say that Hashem's telling them, look and you'll see it. They can't see it. Hashem is giving them a landmarkings how they should get to either the Har Gerizim, which was on the western side of the Jordan, according to Rav Lazar, or to Shechem, which is the Har Gerizim, according to Rav Yehuda. Tana Rabbanan, Kate said, over Yisrael to Yarden. How did the Jews go over to Yarden? B'chol yoyim aroin noisei achashnei degolim. Usually the Oren would travel behind two of the flags of the Shvatim, as we've learned in Sefer Bamidbar. V'hayoyim, but when they traveled over the Yarden, Nasa Tchila, the Oren went in front of all of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, Hine Aron Habris, Adon Kol Oretz, Over Lefneichem. Rashi says, Over Lefneichem means in front of all of you. Mashma Lefnei Kulchem, says Rashi. It went even in front of the two Degolim. B'chol Yom V'yayim Levim Nais Mesorin. Usually the Levim carried the Oren, as we find in the Pasuk that the B'nai Kos had the job of carrying the Oren as they were traveling. But on this day, Vayoyim, when they crossed over the Yarden, Nasu Kohanim, the Kohanim carried it, Shenemar, Vahoya, Kenoyach, Kapas, Raglia, Kohanim, Noisi Aron Hashem. It was when the feet of the Kohanim went down on the Yarden, and they were the ones who were carrying the Aron Hashem. So we see clear from that pasuk that on that day, it was the Kohanim who carried the Aron, and it was not the Levium. And tomorrow, the Gemara will continue with the miracles that happened during Kriyas HaYarden.